A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Tes Zayin, Tainus 16a, pagination 31. But we're going to do a bit from the Mishnah on the previous daf. So we're starting on Tes Vav Amud Aleph 15a, pagination 29. You'll see the Mishnah about a quarter of the way down on the page. And then into the Mishnah, please count six lines, and you'll see the words Amdu Batfila, they are now ready to daven. The Mishnah described a moment ago the speech that preceded the davening. And now the Mishnah tells us Moridim Lefnei Ateva, they would send in front of the ark, meaning the Shliach Tzibur, the leader for the davening, would be Zokein v'rogil, an elder who's accustomed to daven, so that he wouldn't make any mistakes. V'yesh lo bonim, he should have children, is one of the criteria. Ubeso rekom, and his house is empty. Right now in this Mishnah, we would presumably translate it to mean that he doesn't have food in the house as a result of the drought. Kedeshi libo sholem batfila, in order that his heart should be complete in davening. Va'omer lefneim esrim va'arba brachos, and they would recite 24 brachos, yudchesha b'chol yom, the standard 18, u'mosef aleim od sheish, and because of this special fast day, they were adding another six brachos into shmona esrei, with very special texts of psukim, etc., to invoke Hashem's mercy. And that's, by the way, these Mishnayos over here are very long as they enumerate the text of the extra brachas. Let's turn to today's daf, Tezayin Amud Aleph, 16a, and towards the bottom we have a slightly different text regarding what the criteria were for choosing the Shliach Tzibur. Counting up from the bottom, five lines, at the two dats, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Omdu batfilo, they stand up to daven. Afa pi sheyesham zokin v'chacham, even though there was an elder and a wise person, knowledgeable, a moridim lefnei ateva ala odam harogil. And we have this word rogil again, just like we had it in the Mishnah. Someone who's accustomed to davening, he knows the text, and he's able to lead. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, additional criteria, mitupal ve'einlo, a person who has dependents and doesn't have with what to support them. V'yeshlo yegia basada, and he has toil in the field. In other words, even if he's a very saintly person, but if he doesn't work the field or have some relationship with the field, he has to be involved, connected with the field, so that he appreciates the drought. He appreciates the thing that we're davening for. Similarly, if there was a different thing that we were davening for, we would presumably want somebody who has a connection to that topic. Ubeso rekam, and his house is empty. So the Gemara is going to ask that in this enumeration of criteria, it seems that we already mentioned his house was empty, that he doesn't have food. So what is this beso rekam coming to add? Upirko no'e, and something here is pleasant. And we're going to see later that he has a good voice. So the Gemara is going to ask, what does Pirko Noe come to include as a criteria? V'shafo berech, and he's humble. Umurutza la'om, and he's desired by the people. This expression is typically referred to as mu'urav beda'as im habrios. He's able to get along with people. V'yeshlo ne'ima, there's a pleasantness. V'kolo orev, he has a beautiful voice. Uboki likros betoru benevim uvaksuvim, and he knows the psukim, v'lishnos b'medrash b'halachos u'v'agados, and he knows how to learn, u'baki b'chol ha'brachos kulam, and he knows the text. So Rashi mentions on the topic of the voice, Shemoshe Chalev, that besides being beautiful, it has to draw the heart. It has to be able to be misoder, arouse people to an inspirational experience in the davening. V'yavu be'rabbonon einayu b'rab Yitzchak bar Ami, and after listening to all these criteria, the rabbis turned to Rab Yitzchak bar Ami, who they felt was eminently qualified. Turn over to Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "Hainu mitupal ve'einlo hainu beiso reikom." It would seem that a person with dependents and can't provide for them, that criteria, that quote, is the same as beiso reikom, as an empty house. Amar Rav Chista explained, "Zehu she beiso reikom minho aveira." When we say his house is empty, it's referring to a spiritual sense that his house is empty of avera, but that the lack of provisions was mentioned in that brief statement of metupal ve'einlo, he has dependents and doesn't have with what to provide for them. The other item that we mentioned, upirko no'e, that seems to be repetitive, what's pleasant? Does that mean Perek Bashir, that he sings well? Amar Abaye explained that also sounds like it's repetitive because it already says Noe that he has a pleasant voice and he's Moshech the Levavos of the people. So Zeh Shelo Yotza Shem Rabbi Yalduso. When it says Pirko Noe, his entire process of life was pleasant, it means that even in his youth, he didn't have a bad reputation. And therefore, his coming to lead the Tzibur is a smooth transition of growth over years rather than suddenly a change of heart. One more observation, going back to Yigio Basode, a person who has a connection to the field, because in this case they're davening for rain, and similarly, it would be presumed, whenever we're davening for something, someone who can really tune in to the need for which we are davening. So just to make reference of the famous Gemara between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, that Rabban Gamliel came to visit Rabbi Yoshua, and when he came in, he realized that Rabbi Yoshua made his livelihood as a pechami, as a blacksmith. And Rabban Gamliel notices it in surprise. And Rabbi Yoshua was very disappointed. He says to Rabbi Gamliel, "Oy ledor sha'ata parnaso, woe to the generation that you're responsible for them, because you're not aware. Iata yodeya bet siren shel tamid echachamim." Rabbi Gamliel was a prince; he was provided for, and he didn't understand the way the other tamid echachamim. He wasn't tuned in to the way the other tamid echachamim made their livelihood, and Rabbi Yeshua saw that as a problem because he wasn't tuned in. So particularly on the Tainus, when we're asking, when we're choosing the proper Bal Tefillah, we want somebody who's tuned in to the needs, not just that he's a worthy leader. Just to make reference, for those who want, in Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Dalid, in Shulchan Aruch, some of these criteria are indeed codified as halacha and enumerated as the criteria for what we're looking for in a shliach tzibur. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.